The nation's airports want a national aviation policy. American Eagle flight attendants ratify a bankruptcy agreement. And NASA goes hurricane hunting. This is Aero News for Tuesday, September 11, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Airports Council International North America Board of Directors has unanimously approved a resolution which calls upon the U.S. government to create a national aviation policy that will provide the kind of long-term stability aviation needs to remain the nation's gateway for economic growth and development. Greg Principato, ACINA president, says that by supporting 10.5 million jobs, creating a payroll of $365 billion, and an annual output of $1.2 trillion, U.S. commercial airports are a vital part of the aviation system. That's why, in addition to calling for sufficient resources to ensure the next-gen air traffic system, our resolution calls for flexible, adequate funding sources for infrastructure improvements needed to ensure the safety and security of air travel, as well as to address the forecasted growth in both passenger and cargo traffic, end quote. Passed during an ACINA World Annual Pre-Conference Seminar, the resolution acknowledges that without an integrated national policy supporting the integral role that airports, airlines, general aviation, manufacturers, and labor organizations play in our economy, U.S. global economic leadership and competitive advantage will suffer. Flight attendants at American Eagle, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, have approved a tentative agreement with management. The agreement, which includes substantial improvements over management's original bankruptcy term sheet, as well as their last best final offer, was approved by 87% of voting AFA members. Robert Barrow, the AFA president at American Eagle, said, quote, "The bankruptcy laws give companies an indecent and abusive amount of power. It is not a fair fight, so we have to fight smart. We did that in the bankruptcy negotiations and fought hard to achieve a deal which preserves our work rules and actually includes wage hikes and other improvements. No one wanted to vote for this agreement, but our members recognized that doing so was in our best long-term interest," end quote. On November 29, 2011, American Airlines filed for bankruptcy, including American Eagle, and notified AFA that they would be pursuing concessions pursuant to Section 1113 of the Bankruptcy Code, even though American Eagle had posted profits in the last several years. American Eagle is a wholly owned subsidiary of AMR Corporation, with flight attendant domiciles in Dallas, Miami, Chicago, San Juan, Los Angeles, and JFK LaGuardia, and provides regional feed for American Airlines. NASA has gotten its latest hurricane science field campaign underway by flying an unmanned Global Hawk aircraft over Hurricane Leslie in the Atlantic Ocean during a day-long flight from California to Virginia. With the Hurricane and Severe Storm Sentinel, that's the HS-3 mission, NASA for the first time will be flying Global Hawks from the east coast of the United States. The Global Hawk took off from NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base, California on Thursday and landed at the agency's Wallops flight facility on Wallops Island, Virginia on Friday after spending 10 hours collecting data on Hurricane Leslie. The month-long HS-3 mission will help researchers and forecasters uncover information about how hurricanes and tropical storms form and intensify. NASA will fly two Global Hawks from Wallops during the HS-3 mission. The planes, which can stay in the air for as long as 28 hours and fly over hurricanes at altitudes greater than 60,000 feet, will be operated by pilots in ground control stations at Wallops and Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base, California. The mission targets the process that underlies hurricane formation and intensity change. HS-3 flights will continue into early October of this year and then be repeated from Wallops during the 2013 and 2014 hurricane seasons. Fresh from presenting Piper airplanes at customers at venues in Brazil, South Africa, Singapore, China, and Canada, Piper has scheduled aircraft exhibitions at additional aerospace venues in Europe, India, China, Mexico, Africa, Japan, and the United States through November of this year. In conjunction with its worldwide dealer network, Piper plans to conduct a heavy round of marketing activities and aircraft exhibitions for the remainder of this year. Piper's head of global sales and business development, Drew McEwen, says, quote, "Piper is increasing marketing activities and scheduling additional appearances at a wide range of aviation venues to emphasize our commitment to globalizing the company as we expand and serve the growing worldwide Piper customer base, end quote. The FAA has granted Supplemental Type Certificate, SRO 9624RC, to Cool City Avionics of Mineral Wells, Texas, for its SAS-100 Stability Augmentation System, allowing its installation in Robinson R-44 helicopters. The new Stability Augmentation System, or SAS, improves aircraft dynamic stability in response to turbulence upsets while hovering and in flight. The SAS uses integral solid-state gyros for high reliability and typically weighs less than 10 pounds installed. The introductory price of the SAS is $17,995, plus installation kit and labor. Cool City Avionics has been developing and flight testing its new family of lightweight, full-function, professional-grade stability augmentation systems and autopilots for helicopters since late 2004. It is now in the final stages of FAA certification of its automatic flight guidance control system for helicopters. Cool City systems for airplanes are now in development for availability in 2013. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's part of a 767. The song says it all. For some, breaking up is hard to do. And fighting fire with fire, in a manner of speaking. These stories are coming up when Aero News continues.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Tuesday, September the 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. It seems the sky, or at least part of it, was falling in Seattle last Friday. A landing gear door, about the size of a refrigerator, hit the ground in a residential neighborhood in Kent, Washington, Friday, according to the FAA. The part was confirmed to have come from a Boeing 767. The Associated Press reports that no one was injured in the Seattle suburb in the incident. Witnesses said the part impacted the ground and bounced for about 30 feet before coming to rest in a street. There were reports of a cargo aircraft flying fairly low over the neighborhood at about the same time. Television station KING in Seattle reports that the door was made of carbon fiber, and some shards were embedded in the pavement where the door stopped. FAA officials took most of the pieces of the door in order to conduct an investigation, but at least one resident said he found a piece of the door that he intends to keep. The door reportedly narrowly missed hitting several cars, but none was thought to be damaged. The FAA has not said if it has identified the airplane from which the door separated. Remember that explosives hoax that caused a U.S. Airways flight to return to Philadelphia last week? Well, it was apparently the result of a bad breakup and a jealous new boyfriend, and ultimately ended in the arrest of the innocent party in the hoax on drug charges. Christopher Schell apparently posted a picture of his ex-girlfriend on Facebook, which was not so much appreciated by the woman's new boyfriend, Kenneth W. Smith, Jr. The Associated Press reports that after the plane was turned around, taxied to a remote area of the Philadelphia airport, evacuated, and searched for explosives, Schell was taken into custody but was able to clear himself of having anything to do with the hoax, and during the interview gave authorities Smith's work address. Smith, in turn, was later arrested on charges of making the threat both against Schell and the airplane full of people. If convicted, he faces as much as 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. He admitted calling the airport police and telling them Schell was carrying liquid explosives and said during questioning that he did it because of the quote-unquote compromising photo, which Schell had posted on Facebook of his girlfriend, who has not been named. Smith's attorney says his client is very sobered and embarrassed by the problems his phone call caused. I should think so. But Schell's problems didn't end after he cleared himself of the explosives hoax. He was traveling to Dallas to celebrate his 29th birthday in the first place, and so he boarded another flight to Texas. On arrival at DFW, he was detained yet again, this time by Collin County, Texas authorities, and arrested on two outstanding drug possession warrants. Both Smith and Shell have posted bond, and one has to wonder, how did the Texas authorities know that Shell was coming to Texas? There's an old adage that says you fight fire with fire, so why not fight birds with birds? The Air Force plans to do just that. McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas, home to the 22nd Air Refueling Wing Bird Aircraft Strike Hazard Program, or BASH, will soon be welcoming two new pair of wings, belonging to Falcons. This bird strike program is being overhauled, with new contractors employing the use of Falcons to keep skies clear from avian adversaries. The BASH program is in place to reduce bird strikes by introducing a natural predator into the area to ward off smaller animals, and with good reason. Major Jeremy Fishman, 22nd Air Refueling Wing Flight Safety Chief, says, quote, "One strike, if the bird hits the wrong spot on a plane, could do $50,000 to $100,000 worth of damage," end quote. Preventing bird strikes also maintains safety by not putting airmen in a situation where they have to maneuver aircraft that have been damaged in flight. There were 4,471 bird strikes Air Force-wide in 2011, costing the service $13,061,140. So the wing is about to welcome a couple of fighting falcons that are not F-16s. Elena, a Barbary falcon, and Jack, a peregrine prairie hybrid, will be introduced to the base habitat in hopes they can convince smaller birds to just move along. And finally, this note. Today marks the 11th anniversary of what has come to be known simply as 9/11, the day Al-Qaeda terrorists took control of four airliners with little more than box cutters and brought down the World Trade Center Twin Towers, crashed another into the Pentagon, and would have done more had not brave passengers put up a fight aboard Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. In the ensuing 11 years, aviation has changed, and many would say not for the better. Today, fences surround our airports, and passengers are subjected to often intrusive searches before they can board an airplane. A new government agency, the Transportation Security Administration, is charged with keeping the traveling public safe. Many of its policies have sparked strong debate, and rightfully so. But today, that debate should be put to rest, at least for the moment. Today should be about the thousands of innocent people who so tragically lost their lives on that day 11 years ago, and the loved ones who were left behind. All of us at ANN urge you to take a moment in your own way to remember those who lost their lives 11 years ago today. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.